7:34, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. Hey, look, early voting starts Monday, and on the ballot is going to be 6 amendments to the Florida Constitution. They require 60% of the vote for passage. And Tim Marden from the Republican Executive Committee of Alachua County, he's the chair, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for doing this and going through the amendments. And let's try to make it as simple and straightforward as we can. Start with amendment number one, partisan election of members of district school boards. Why does this matter?
Well, I think there is always an undertone. You kind of know where the candidate stands from a party standpoint. But what I do like about this is I think it could drive more voting and voter turnout, because this will create a primary system for school board, and ultimately that means that the primary winners move on to the general, where there's a higher turnout. So right now these races are settled during the primary, so even though we're going to the polls in November, they've already been settled in the last election cycle. So I think it syncs those up to the general, and you know, having more voices in the process, I think, is a good thing. So I'm a yes on Amendment 1.
Okay. Yes on 1. All right. Number 2, right to fish and hunt.
This was a legislative referral amendment, and what they were seeing, and by legislative I mean the representatives and senators in Tallahassee, there was about a dozen different states that they're actually fending off lawsuits against hunting and fishing being a right. So the legislative was taking positive and proactive action here, getting that on the ballot. And if the electorate here in Florida, over 60% agree, then this will actually be codified, which is sort of like kind of making it another level and codifying it in the Constitution.
So we'd say this is protecting the right to fish and hunt so that, like, the Sierra Club and others can't come in and try to change it or interfere with it. It's a protection, correct?
Correct. Another great way to say it is just reasserting.
Okay, and your right. Vote on that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Number 3, do I need to say more than weed? It's recreational marijuana use, but it's not as straightforward as we think. Help to explain it, if you would.
Understood. I think the biggest misconception is people will be able to grow their own, and that is not true. This is a ballot that has been citizen-initiated. I believe there's one company called Trulieve that has dumped about $60 million into this initiative trying to get it passed. And the way the market has sort of shaped up within the medical side of the marijuana industry, it would create what is effectively a commercial monopoly, much like GRU or Cox or something like that, on marijuana here in Florida. So there is no personal growing of it. I think it does change some of the amounts, and there's a couple of little nuances. But at the end of the day, this is, you know, not good for society, and we certainly don't want it to be built into the character of the state, which is our Constitution. It's, you know, it's who we are, and I don't think at the end of the day over 60% of Floridians believe that marijuana is really who we are as a state. So personal growing is not allowed in Amendment 3, so I'm a no on that one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to lean in that direction as well because of that. This is a big company, like you said, Trulieve. They want to control that as an industry. This is not about Florida being free. Grow your own. Now you're taking things that are more of a libertarian approach, which I'm okay with. But like you said, this is a corporate thing. So thank you for clarifying that. All right. To our listeners, this might be straightforward and simple, but let's go through it anyway. Amendment 4, limiting government interference with abortion. Help to explain this one.
Well, I call it the abortion industrial complex. They have really put together this bill. It is vague. It makes it sound like you are getting government out of the way, which most libertarian, conservative-leaning people agree with. But that was intentionally done to somewhat deceive even the conservative, maybe even Christian voter. But this bill allows for third trimester abortions, which nearly 60% of both sides of the aisle already disagree with and is already not happening here in Florida. But this would allow third trimester abortion, so we're talking up to birth. The definitions of the words are very problematic in this amendment. You have the word health, but that's not defined. You have the word provider, which that is not defined. And let's face it, if they were trying to be straightforward and they wanted to say, oh, well, it's just a doctor, they could have written the word doctor into this, and they did not. So that is very problematic. And just overall, again, similar to number three, I just don't think this is where Floridians really, their character is, which is what our Constitution speaks to. So I'm a no on four. So far it's yes, yes, no, no.
And just real quickly on the number four, yes, you really have to watch the language. Right now you have to have consent. If you're a minor, consent is required. Now they're just saying that you have to be notified. Those are two different things, so that changes it. The other thing, they use the term viability, so it'll never say in there it allows third trimester abortions, but exactly as you said, this term viability could open the door to third term stuff. So yes, I agree with you. No on four. All right, let's get to number five, annual adjustments of the value of certain homestead exemptions.
So this will just simply tie it to the inflation. I believe it's the CPI is the underlying data point that they want to tie this to. Because let's face it, a $25,000 exemption now does not mean the same as it did 10 years ago when you adjust for inflation. So this makes it a little bit more realistic. I'm a yes on property tax amendment 5.
Yeah, and the key supporters of the majority of Florida legislative Republicans and the opponents of the Florida League of Cities, which is known, you know, when you get together with the Florida League of Cities, all they pretty much do is figure out ways to tax and assess fees and call them things other than fees and taxes. Am I right?
100%.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Amendment 6, repeal of public campaign financing requirement.
Oddly enough, there was a provision in the Florida law that allowed for certain statewide races, governor, commissioner of agriculture, the vice governor or lieutenant governor. You could actually, if you met certain requirements and you agreed to certain things, you could actually have the public finance your campaign for the entire state race. So this really just kind of, I guess, in other words, sort of cleans that up and pulls that out of state law constitutionally. So we won't be having that as an option for anybody anymore. And it's not something that's really ever been exercised. So why have it in there? I'm a no on six.
All right, no on six.
Yes on six. Yes on six.
Oh, you want? Yeah, you want to repeal the public campaign financing requirement? All right, so yes.
So I'm yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes. Okay,
there you go. Good to know.
All right, no on weed and no on the abortion.
Correct. And the other thing I'd say about the abortion is, you can mentally support abortion under circumstances here in Florida, you know, your rapes, your incest. And I think even folks who are pro-choice can really vote no here because of just the elements that we talked about with the gray area of those definitions. But also, you're not in favor and you're not so extreme that you're willing to be okay with third trimester abortions when scientifically those babies are determined to be able to feel pain.
Yeah, it's an issue where the way that they use these broad type terms, they're not, to me, it's not honest. It's not an honest amendment, and that right there tells you why can't you be transparent and clear with the language? Why are you purposefully going with this broad language? So yeah, for that reason, raises flags. And then once it's explained, I'm absolutely no, I'm with you. So Tim Martin, Republican Executive Committee, the chair, we really appreciate you taking the time to do this. And maybe we should go over this again, say maybe Monday.
Yeah, we can do it on Monday, and I'll be back in town so I can be in the studio with you all.
Fantastic. And we'll spend a little more time on it so we can go a little deeper. But I think this is going to be great for a lot of folks. Great guidance. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
All right, you too. safe travels.
Yeah, just getting that confusion out of the way, because again, we're inundated by commercials and just dishonesty, unfortunately.
Yeah. Look, I'll tell you where I found some guidance, and they can tend to be a little left, but it's great informationally. I went to the Tampa Bay Times, TampaBay.com, and they put it in a format that's really easy to understand. And you can tell who the key supporters are versus the key opponents.
Gotcha.
And that sometimes can help you, shall we say. That can guide you.
So yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes.
And we're going to talk about it again Monday. I don't know what that noise was. Was that me?
Oh, we have a ghost in the building. It's almost Halloween.
Hopefully a ghost bringing something good. All right. That was good. I really appreciate that. And we'll go through some of this stuff again. Also, coming up at 8:05, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek will be with us right here on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.